And the next system is called the honeypot. Now, an honeypot is a computer that is located in a demilitarized zone, and is located with the files and software that appear to be authentic, but are actually imitations. They are bogus. They are intentionally configured with security holes, and the goal or the aim is to direct attackers' attention away from real targets. Examine the techniques that are being used by hackers. So what happens is that when a hacker is attacking a certain machine, in this case the honeypot, the hacker will think that he or she is attacking the real machine, but actually this is just a server that is loaded with the files and software that are not authentic. They are bogus. And while this hacker is attacking this machine, they'll be examining the techniques they're using, tracing where these communications are coming from, and how many machines are involved, and so on. They can even call in the police, international police, Interpol, or the local police, or security and intelligence, FBI, or CIA, or SEPO, or whatever, if they are not able to trace them. So they are. During this period, there will be communication between the hacker and the honeypot.